Welcome to the Into the Shell show. My name is Greg Holden, and this is a song called Barony.
It's nobody's fault. I did this myself. I paid for last night with a week's worth of wealth. It seemed at the time that it was worth what it cost, but my head hurts remembering the memories I lost. They said if I came here with my English charm, that by the end of each night I'd have one on each arm. The girls bought me drinks and they tempted me in, but then sent me home spinning all lonely again. And it makes no difference what city I'm in, the drinks cost the same and they do the same thing. I know it won't stop till I start up again, but I've got no intention of getting up out of this bed. And in my experience, the memories come back, the good times remain, and the headaches they pass. I made some music and I made some friends, but I don't want to feel this way ever again. And it makes no difference what city I'm in, the drinks cost the same and they do the same thing. I know it won't stop till I start up again, but I've got no of getting up out of this bed. Ooh. Ooh. In it makes no difference what city I'm in, the drinks cost the same and they do the same thing. I know it won't stop till I start up again. And it makes no difference what city I'm in, the drinks cost the same. I've got no intention of getting up out of this bed.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio, it is the Enter the Shell show, and I am joined by the ever so great, ever so amazing Greg Holden.
Hello.
Dude, welcome back to Enter the Shell.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dude, so it's been quite some time since you've been here. I dare I say a year. I'm just going to guesstimate.
I think October, November was it.
Yeah, so 7 months.
Yeah.
You know, my math is... Thank you. We missed you. And during this time, you have just been doing amazing things. First of all, your website, Greg Holden Online. You just revamped that, I want to say, about a month or two ago.
Yeah, it was beginning of the year, yeah.
And it was just time to just clean out the closet and just...
Totally, yeah. I think I've never had a good website before. I've always designed my own websites, and I think the time had come that I was like, I should pay someone and get a good website made. You know, like, it just... I think that there's so many social networks now that it's kind of going full circle. People stopped using websites and started using MySpace and Facebook and that sort of stuff. But now there's so many different places to view music I think that people are going back to the website. So that was when I was like, I need to have a fully fledged, like, good website.
It's cool, man. Thank you. I logged on there, and I remember when you were promoting it, like, oh, it's finally up and running.
I was so excited about it.
yeah. And it totally came through in all your Twitter feeds and everything like that I just had to go check it out.
Well, now it's easy. I can just say, go to gregholdenonline.com rather than, like, check me out on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Last.fm. You know, I could list them off for hours, so it's better to just send them into one place.
Yeah, that song that you just did, Barane, already on YouTube, it has like over 180 covers. Were you ever expecting that to kind of just blow up the way it did?
Not really, no. I mean, when we wrote the song, it was like, this is a cool song. I'm really glad that this exists. But I never really expected the reaction that came from it. It became kind of this online, unrecorded anthem. It was weird. I never expected that to happen at all, and all the people covering it, it's crazy.
Now that everybody covered it, I went and you launched an official video for it.
Finally.
And let me just say, the video is bananas. capital nanas. It's that really cool. In that video, I saw, and this is, and now don't get me wrong, I'm not stalking you or anything like that, but I saw Ian Axel in there. I saw Bess Rogers.
Yeah.
I saw David. I saw David twice. I'm not stalking you or anything, David, but I saw you twice. And every single time that I saw David, it was the most accurate representation of him.
Yeah.
Because he was always just laughing and had that big, like, you know, just great smile and just infectious vibe that David has.
Well, it was that kind of video, you know. Everyone, there was no acting involved. It was just, let's get as many friends in one room as possible, see what happens.
I'm doing a conspiracy about this video, and this is why. Because your hair looks so perfect in the entire video that I couldn't believe that it's real.
Well, I can't say that I had $1 million makeup artists with me. I think my hair looks terrible. I had hat hair. I was wearing a hat, and then it kept coming off, and my hair was everywhere. So thank you.
But yeah, yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Now, who just lets you just throw a huge party? How many people were there, like 100 people?
There was just short of 100 people. I think it's probably more like 70 people there, something like that. But he was a friend of mine called Derek James. I have to give him a shout out because we totally trashed his house. So thanks to Derek, we were able to throw this house party in Williamsburg and in this great house, perfectly designed for that sort of thing. And we kind of just I had to for 2 days. I was cleaning up afterwards by myself, just mopping the floor. It was like, oh god, rock and roll.
Who directed this?
My friend Leif Parton.
Excellent job.
He's amazing. He actually did Ian Axel's video, This Is the New Year, as well. And he's a good friend of mine and very creative and very professional. And it was great. Like, he did a fantastic job of capturing the song.
And it happened so organic as well, because we were talking earlier and I was telling you about, you know, when I look at the beginning, it kind of reminds me of a Memento, the movie Memento with Hangover. You know what I mean? I saw it and I was like, yes, this is it was simply amazing. Simply amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. I'm like creaming over it. It was ridiculous. we're going to have the video on enterthesheld.com just so people can see actually how dope it was. But in the very beginning, you're waking up, right? Mm-hmm. And it looks like you went through a hell of a night. I don't know if that was acting.
Well, that was actually the morning after. It really was. I mean, I went over to clean the house. But first, we decided that we were going to shoot this hangover scene. So I was hungover. And then lay on the couch, and we recorded a few scenes there and in the bathroom. And we hadn't tidied up yet. The stuff was literally everywhere. And it was real. That was where everything kind of ended up.
You're such the method actor. I love it.
I hate seeing myself on camera. I can't watch that video because I'm just like, oh, God. never been quite of an actor.
Also, I want to say this. I want to just give this a real quick plug because this is pretty dope. You're driving in LA right now. And are you enjoying that?
I love driving in LA. Yeah, it's kind of relaxing. You just listen to music. And I never used to like it because I'm not a big fan of traffic.
But that's all there is here.
Yeah. I think once you embrace the traffic, you're all right. It's fine.
Are you? Is there any differences from UK to LA as far as driving?
The other side of the road.
That's it.
Well, also people can't drive in LA.
Yeah.
People don't know how to drive on the motorways here. They just, every lane is just a free for all. You just drive. We have rules in England that people follow generally. But here it's just like go-karts on a freeway.
Yeah, it's quite Super Mario Kart-esque. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's crazy. You just have to keep your eyes open all the time. Well, not that you would close your eyes, but you have to be aware all the time that someone will pull out in front of you.
Nice.
And you know what drives me nuts? I don't know why I'm going off now, but
tell me.
Is no one lets you change lanes.
No, God
like,
forbid.
You stick your indicator on, and then you just, this person's just driving alongside you, and he's like, no, I'm not going to let you over. I want to ram into the side of them.
Don't.
Teach them a lesson. Yeah, no. I'll be back to England before we know it.
Exactly. We're going to have more with you coming up next because I want to talk more about your latest CD that's out, I Don't Believe You. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have more with Greg Holden, all that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell show. And we are going to hear a song entitled I Don't Believe You, which is actually the main title track.
It is. It's the first song.
Exactly.
When the sound in the air is dishonest, when the people who preach don't believe it, I wonder how long it will take to catch on before everyone sees through the bullshit. It's a trend in the ballads I'm hearing. What will sell and accumulate fortunes? You can act all you like with the songs you don't write, but those verses won't make you a poet. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. Don't believe the shit you speak. Your premise, your presence, your press. Am I the only one who thinks you're a mess? You've been rich all your life and made up sacrifice and just bought your way into success. So maybe learn from the people beneath you or the ones who you claim have inspired you. Let your vanity wither and try to consider that we're all staring clearly right through you. That we're all staring clearly right through you. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. Don't believe the shit you speak. Don't believe the tears you weep. Don't believe your whole mistake. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. I don't believe you. No, 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 I don't believe. Don't.
Greg Holden online.com is where you can find him at. And we right now are talking about I Don't Believe You, the actual CD that's out now that you can purchase. Right?
Hot off the press.
Right? It's almost burning me. It's so hot. And when you started actually getting ready to make this album, you did a Kickstarter. And it worked out completely successfully.
It did. It totally blew my mind, actually. I did not expect to raise even close to what I did. So
I remember...
I mean, I wouldn't have been able to make the album without it, so...
Yeah, and I remember one of the things that you were raffling off, because in Kickstarter you can, you know, give incentives of, like, if you give me 10,000 grand, I'll go to your house and play or something like that. But one of the incentives, and I'm curious because I don't know if this ever came to fruition, was you getting a tattoo of somebody's name. Did that ever happen?
No, I wish it did, though. I did made such a cool pub story. I should have made it five, then maybe people would have done it.
Yeah.
I would have totally made it cheaper, so I could have done it.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Now, I think you've been getting a lot of flack about this, not necessarily this album, but just kind of the way you've been progressing in your writing and in your style. This album, first of all, you worked with some amazing people. Who's the drum guy on there?
He's called Matt Chamberlain.
Right, and who's he done stuff with?
I mean, he plays with David Bowie and Kanye West and Amy Mann. It's like, I mean, it's a joke how many people he's worked with. I mean, he's amazing. He's been one of my favorite drummers for years. So for me, it was an honor.
And Patrick Warren on keys.
Plays with Tom Waits and Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, dude. So when you're
just like, who the hell are these people? These are the best people in the whole world, you know.
And so when you go into the studio to record with these guys, is do you feel the pressure's on, or?
Actually, no. I mean, totally, you want to impress them, you know? You want to make sure they don't hate the music. But I don't know. There's no pressure. It's just absolute, I'm in awe of them, you know? So I just get to enjoy it. By that point, I'd already done my thing. I'd already recorded my vocals and guitar. So I just got to watch them
create
all of my music, so.
And were they doing stuff that you were, like, looking at and you're just like, I never even thought about doing that to this song?
Yeah, and that's why those guys are so good. It's not just because they're technically amazing players, but their imagination. That's what makes them a cut above the rest, you know? And that's why they are who they are. And they're also wonderful people, so that's very important too. Nobody wants to work with a dick anymore. So it was an honor, honestly.
And this is the crazy thing that I didn't get was, you know, as I was reading about you and just about your album and everything, there were some of your fans that were mad that it wasn't just like last year's album, which was just you and a guitar.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you guys mad at Greg for evolving? You know, like, do you want him to put out the same thing every single year? Isn't that going to get boring?
Unfortunately, I think some people do. I mean, I've had so many emails over the last couple of weeks. Like, I'm so disappointed that you didn't make an acoustic guitar and string album. It's like, holy crap, that's the most boring thing in the world. Like, I already did that. And to me, it's like, why make another thing like that? You know what I mean? I mean, I appreciate that they like my music, but I don't like being expected to just stay where I am, you know? It's like all the people in the 60s who gave Dylan a lot of shit because he went electric, you know? It's like he was just trying to evolve as an artist, which is exactly what I'm trying to do. And also, I wanted to make something that didn't sound like everybody else. Otherwise, I'm just fighting a losing battle, you know? I'm already, as a singer-songwriter, I'm already trapped in this genre. So why sound like everybody else? That's why I went with Tony Berg and not somebody else, because he creates something that sounds different and original and strange almost, you know? So for me, he was a perfect choice and still is. Like, I don't regret a thing. So if people don't like it, then whatever.
Then go fuck off.
Well, there's so many people who said amazing things about it, and I'm so happy with that response that, I mean, you can't please everybody.
Yeah, what did Tony Berg bring to the table? What did he teach you?
Tony Berg inspired me in so many different ways, just not just in music, but in life. You know, I mean, taught me to read about certain things, and I don't know. He's just such an amazing human being. Like he has like an aura about him where you just feel like you want to do better. But he brought to the table just ideas that you would never think of. You know, you'll play him a chord and he'll be like, no, let's go the opposite way, you know, or you'll play him a chorus and he wants to make it weird. And that was important to me.
It really just kind of reshaped your mind.
Totally. And now I feel like I'm a different songwriter. Since doing that, I'm a different songwriter.
Are you now looking at music and the way you do it differently every single day.
I haven't written a song since making the album because I'm too picky now. I'm like, I play like a G and a C, and I'm like, oh, Tony would kill me if he knew I was doing that.
That's good.
So I'm having to work a lot harder to write songs, but that's good.
Yeah, it's really making you just kind of push the boundaries of what you can do. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I noticed about your fans is they're obsessed with your red cheeks. Like your red rosy cheeks.
I hate my red rosy cheeks.
Why?
I don't know. I've always had red rosy cheeks. So it's a sign of being embarrassed or nervous. So it's just a complete giveaway of how I feel.
Well, I'm obsessed with them too, so don't worry.
Maybe it's the whiskey. Too much whiskey.
Nice. I love whiskey. Whiskey's good. Although I've had whiskey that has tasted like a rubber, like the rubber sole of a shoe. I know.
That's not good.
And that's what I said, and people are like, dude, this is like 20-year-old whiskey. I'm like, dude, but it tastes like a rubber shoe. I don't know how you can drink this or not.
Yeah.
Is there any whiskey you fancy right now?
I'm a big Jameson's fan, just because it's somewhere in the middle of the different tastes. There's a cool bar in Brooklyn as well that sells them. They make their own bacon-infused bourbon.
Bacon-infused?
Yeah.
I love bacon.
Yeah, so it's pretty nice. Why do we always talk about alcohol on this show?
Well, because alcohol is awesome. So it's not my shtick, but it's alcohol is all around.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't say no to it. Greg, you've come this amazing full circle, from the moment that we've met to right now. Do you step back and say, "Holy shit, I can't believe I've come this far," or do you just say, yes, this is that natural progression?
Well, to me, it's never far enough. I'm never pleased with my achievements. I mean, obviously, it's difficult to step out of your reality and see what you've achieved, you know? So each day you're like, but I've got this to do, but I've got that to do, but I've got to move forward, I've got to do this. So I feel like I'm constantly disappointed, but I shouldn't be, because I know that I've achieved a lot. And if I could step out of my life and see it, and sometimes you're able to, but for the most part, I'm always trying to keep going forward. You know, I look at my Facebook fans, I'm like, oh, I've only got 7,000 fans. I need to get 10 or I need to get 15, you know, but 2 years ago, I would have been ecstatic if someone told me I would have that, you know, and it's just, I don't know. You always want to progress, and I've always been like that. So I don't know. I'm obviously completely happy with what I've achieved so far, but I'm not yet satisfied.
It's only going to get better.
That's the plan.
Now, real quick, on the side note, I only think Facebook lets you do like 10,000 fans.
Oh, that's if you have a friend account.
If you have a friend account.
Yeah, but I have a fan page, so you can have a million.
So let's try to get Greg a million Facebook followers immediately.
Week.
Yeah, by next week. No pressure, but what is that? Share him or like him, or was it send?
Yeah, like it.
Yeah, like it. Like it. Tell your friends, you know, to like Greg Holden, because you already like Greg Holden. So let's all like Greg Holden, and together we can love Greg Holden. How about that?
Yeah, but one of those a love button.
We should petition for that. I like that. Okay, we're going to have more with Greg Holden, because we're going to put you into the celebrity corner.
Oh, nice.
Coming up next, right after we hear Tower Terrain.
Oh, no, we're doing a different one.
We are? Which one?
Hell and Back, maybe?
Hell and Back. It's your world. Helen Back coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell Show.
I dream of family on the old gray plains. Peyton swears that she knows my name. I'll go to hell and back for sure. Locals tell me turn around, go home. No one's safe here, how do you not know? You'll go to hell and back for sure. I think of her when I'm out here alone. I think of how she don't know me, how she don't know me. Oh, heard some people saying, boy, calm down. Soon you'll have nothing with no way to get out. I've been to hell and back, for sure. The bobby stopped me every 17 miles. Got nothing on me but still clean me out. I've been to hell and back, for sure. I think of her when I'm out here alone. I think of how she don't know me, how she don't know me at all.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Greg, I think I love you yet again. You always do this to me. So now time to get into the celebrity corner. And I'm curious on your thoughts about Snoop Dogg. Are you a fan of Snoop Dogg? You listen to some rap?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Snoop Dogg, but I definitely respect what he does.
He is venturing into the world of judging. You know, judging is now all the craze. Everybody now,
like the American Idol kind of thing.
Exactly. Everybody wants to be judged for some reason. I don't want to be judged.
I don't want to be judged.
Right? I just want to go and do my thing. And if you like me, you like me. If you don't, hey, that's your prerogative. You could
really
be
like competition so much.
Right?
I think music's not a competition, so why make it one?
Exactly. I was always in. When I played sports, a losing baseball team, losing football team. So to me, competition was just kicked out the door because I was always not necessarily a loser, but in as far as the win-loss column,
yeah,
it never favored me.
I was always the same way.
Really? Were you really? Well, what sports did you play?
I played football, but you guys call it, like to call it soccer.
Were you good?
No, I wouldn't say I was that good, no. But no. I enjoyed it.
It was fun, though, right?
Yeah, it was. It's still my favorite sport in the world.
It's
like a religion in England. Nobody gets it over here, but football in England is literally like a religion.
I love football or soccer here. I love it. I'm a big Chivas Guadalajara, the Mexican soccer team out there. I follow them as well as the Chivas over here in the MLS. I know MLS, you're going to laugh at me because it's not really considered really soccer or football.
In America, people think that 1-1 is a win, right?
No, God, no.
It's, remember the World Cup?
Yeah, yeah.
USA wins, 1-1.
It's like, no, we...
That was a draw.
Yeah, and not even that because at that time you're playing for points, you know?
Yeah.
Because a win
is 3 points.
And then a tie is one. Yeah. Exactly. So I was just, and people didn't understand that. I was like, well, wait, we're playing right now for points because we got to make it to the next level and you need, or whatever.
But there was like a league system in the World Cup. No competition was like a league system at first with four teams usually. And then the top two go through.
You know what I like in soccer is the cumulative score. I really enjoy that where they take the two games and then they add up the scores.
Yeah. Aggregate, they call it.
Yeah, yeah. What do they call it?
Aggregate.
Aggregate.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the aggregate score at the end of two games.
Yeah.
You do home and away. And,
and then you combine them, and then yeah, at the end, whoever.
It was a draw, whoever scored away from home.
That's my favorite, is the draw. And I think that's what needs to happen at the end. I don't believe there should be a tie anymore in soccer. I think soccer should adopt kind of the NHL rule, which is if you tie, then you go to penalty kicks.
Well, it's easy to do that. Well, they do that in the semifinals or the quarterfinals or the finals of competitions. But when it's a league system, it's just...
I don't know. I just feel it's more exciting.
Yeah, but then the draw is like... You can, I don't know, there's something kind of cool about coming back from being from losing and like drawing the game. And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, going back to judging, Snoop Dogg is, I guess, in talks to create his own. Because there's for country, there's like American Idol for country.
I just made this like platinum. What's that show called? Platinum.
Another one? Did they make another one?
Where they're like, people, they got this like a songwriting show now where.
Not The Voice, right?
They kind of first of all, they were making like sing, like American Idol, they made that like a kind of a joke, and now they're making songwriting a joke as well. It's called like Platinum something. Anyway, I'm sure it will make me sick as always.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And yet again, it's not necessarily going to exploit the singer songwriter.
It's cheapening the whole thing. That's what it's doing.
It's diluting the product.
Yeah, it makes it look like everyone's just melodramatic asshole, you know. And I don't appreciate shows like that.
Yeah, moving right along, Coldplay, they just released their new song here in the United States, and they're already starting to get flack that they're saying it sounds just like another song. And right now, to me, Coldplay is turning into this kind of, they're kind of being pigeonholed into this band that just reinterprets other songs,
right?
You know, and I don't know, I feel kind of bad because in the whole music process, and you can maybe explain more about this, there are times when you're writing a song and you're just like, okay, the song is perfect, and then you go back and you start listening to it, you're like, man, I think I know that song, and then you listen to another song, you're like, oh my god, I just rewrote this other song. It's so tough to write music.
It depends what the purpose of the song is. I mean, if you're a songwriter, the purpose is to write lyrics and you're supposed to be telling a story. So if it's like G, D, C, I mean, there's about 3 billion songs that have that chord progression in it, but it doesn't mean you're ripping it off. It's different lyrics, you know? I mean, I think Dylan's early stuff sounded all the same. It was just different words. He would, you know, same melody and everything. It's just, I don't know. I think it's impossible to write something that's never been written before, you know? I don't know.
That, I think you said it the best right there.
I think Coldplay are a really good band, and they're always going to get shit because they're so big, you know? I mean, there's so many haters out there that, I don't know.
But that's when you know you made it, is when there are haters.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, even on a small scale, there's haters. That's what YouTube is up for, isn't it?
I know somebody that goes on YouTube and puts videos up just to pick fights.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, why are you doing that?
Pick fights on all the featured videos and stuff. They go on there and they say some horrible stuff. I'm like, what are you saying that for?
Exactly.
Like, not even related to the video. Anyway.
No, but it's so true. It's so true. Moving right along, Michael Jackson. They are going to put up for auction his red jacket. And... I think that's cool. I think that it's going to fetch a lot of money. If you can have any instrument, any article of clothing from an artist or from somebody, who would it be and what?
I have absolutely no idea. I would say I would love to have Elvis's sunglasses.
Nice. The gold ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty badass.
Only because that's the first thing I can think of.
No, but those are, yeah, those, and you always need sunglasses.
Yeah.
That would just give you a completely different look on stage.
Or the cigarette butt from Slash or something.
I think I can get you that, by the way. We'll see. We'll see. It's now time to go into the Artist of the Week. Now, with me, I brought... blogger Andy. He does Artist of the Week, and let's see if you can guess who this week's Artist of the Week is. Give him the clues, Andy.
Yeah.
No pressure or anything like that.
Yeah, don't worry.
What are you enjoying Greg Holden? He's pretty badass.
Yeah,
right?
It's great. I'm really digging it.
Thank you.
Now, I've been told to make these a lot harder, so, you know, Forgive me if you were hoping for something easy. All right, this week we highlight a band who takes its name from a line of Shakespeare's Hamlet. But to find out who this New Mexico-based duo are, you'll have to look towards the east and into the past centuries of old Eastern Europe and the Ottoman Empire. Note, they are not dead, just influenced by these time periods. Can you find the difference between this hungry bird and sharp-toothed object? Stop by this Friday to find out why there is no rest for the wicked.
Ooh. Ooh. Any suggestions? Was there anything out there?
I don't have a clue.
No worries. Check out the blog section on Friday and see who we picked who the artist of the week is. Before, they used to be very softball. But we got a lot of flack. The haters came out. Yeah. Yeah, and they're like, dude, people are getting it. And so we're like, all right. So, well, luckily, Andy's the recipient of all the hate mail. Yeah. Not me at all. I'm like, new. I don't do hate. Not at all. It's now time for shout-outs. Do you have any shout-outs that you'd like to give?
I'm so bad at spontaneous.
Ah! There. Spontaneous.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out. I don't know.
I'm going to shout out David because anytime I see him, it's always a great time, and I'm very smitten by him.
Yeah. I'll shout out all my friends in New York that I miss a lot: Ian Axel, Bess Rogers, and Ali Moss, and Ingo Magnus. Those guys. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
Very good shout-outs.
I want to give a shout out to Lauren Hill. She's pregnant with her sixth child.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Me too.
You too. Is it yours? Wouldn't be a bad score, I'm just saying. Kind of nice. Also, I want to give a shout out to... there's this movement that is going on in kind of like my city. We are... where I live, we're what they call unincorporated. And what that means is if we're in trouble, we need like the cops to come down or something like that. We have to wait until another city's cops are kind of available to come down. There's really no representation for us. And so what we're trying to do is we're actually trying to get incorporated, I guess. So we're starting to launch a site pretty soon called A Better Bassett. And I'll have the link. And that's just, we're just trying to get noticed and recognized as a community where I live. So I'm going to give them a shout out and look for that really soon. So, you know, I don't like to get political, but every now and then when it, you know, it's like, let me use this medium for something good as well. You know what I mean?
In which case, I'll shout out my friends at the Harpo organization. They were an organization who was stopping trafficking.
You did a song for them, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they actually, it was cool because I saw the video. They, not that I stalk you or anything like that, but they came down and you opened up the door and then they followed you into, I don't know if that was your home.
Oh, no, that was something different.
What was that?
That was the Voice Project.
The Voice Project.
Who is another amazing organization. They're trying to bring back all the soldiers from the war in Uganda, I think is what they're doing. That's thevoiceproject.org, and they have all these artists cover each other's songs. It's like a network of artists. It's kind of, you have to cover someone who's already on the website. Okay, it's really cool. They're amazing people too.
That is cool.
Pretty cool.
See, so yeah, it's a shout.
That's
out.
A better shout. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know you were gonna go down that road. So.
No worries. No one ever knows what road I'm gonna go. I just do my own path. And I want to give you another shout out. Thank you so much, Greg. I know you're on kind of a quasi-vacation, and for you to just, you know, make some time and share it with us, it's really cool. And just to say that, you know, to see you flourish now and to see where you're at now, it's exciting for me just to kind of see you because, you know, I don't consider myself a Greg Holden type, but I consider what you're doing and what I'm doing kind of on the same level of just we're doing our own thing and we're both... getting recognized. You are just to me, you are like the biggest star on earth.
Oh,
you know, in my eyes, and you know,
now my cheeks are red.
Yes, got them red. It's now time. Oh wait, let me give out two more shout outs. At stitcher.com, I want to give a shout out to them. We are now streaming on smartphones. Do you have a smartphone, Greg Holden?
I'm an Apple fanatic.
You are an Apple fanatic. Do you have Stitcher on there?
No,
So your phone is not as smart as you think it is. Log on to Stitcher.com for details, because we are now streaming on smartphones. So anywhere you're at in the world, you just go to Stitcher, you type in the End of the Shell show, and now you can just stream us wherever you're at. You don't even have to log on to End of the Shell. You only have to log on to get all your links.
Okay.
So it's completely amazing, completely revolutionary. Yeah, and to NoHo2.com and Mark Doty. What do you think of NoHo2? You saw
it. It's great. It's changed so much. Last time I was here, it was white walls and some plastic chairs. Art.
Art everywhere.
Black curtains. Almost horny.
It's quite the creative spot, I would say. Hell yeah, some pianos, an organ, djembe.
Looks great.
Oh yeah. We're down for whatever you're down for. So don't you worry. So give them a shout out. And it's now time to find out the moral of today's show. Let me turn on the Demoralizer 3000. We'll find it out. Traffic, evolution, alcohol, Snoop Dogg, Ian Axel, lyrics, Coldplay, Barane, and evolution. That means it's done. Greg, if you can get that envelope, open it up and read us the moral of today's show.
Magical envelope.
Magical.
And the moral for today's show is, oh my God, I have been way too involved with your nipples this weekend.
It's completely true.
It's true. I have been way too involved with your nipples.
My guest has been Greg Holden. Greg Holden online is where you can find him at. Go out, get his album, I Don't Believe You, available everywhere. Any digital place,
it's
iTunes.
On Amazon, iTunes, eMusic Store. And you can also buy a physical copy from my website as well.
Which is what I recommend.
Yeah.
Because all that just goes straight to you.
That goes straight to me too, so then that's nicer.
Exactly. So, you know, be a pal. Go to gregholdenonline.com and go get that physical copy. Are you signing the physical copies?
I'm not, because
they're already prepackaged. They already have them. No worries. Yeah. But I'm sure you'll...
'Cause I have this merch store that they're amazing. I might give them a shout out, actually. They're amazing. Called hellomerch.com, and they take care of everything, so the artist can kind of just tour without having to worry about, oh God, I've got website orders and stuff. They're amazing. So check them out. There's loads of great artists on there too.
Brilliant.
Look at me with the shout outs now.
Right?
You got me all.
You're a plug factory now. Yeah. You're going to leave us now with...
I'm going to change my mind again.
No, you can do whatever you want.
So this is a song called The American Dream. I'd like to tell a quick story about this song. That's
please
right.
do.
It's about a homeless couple on the subway in New York that I saw in the winter. It's kind of you see that a lot in New York, so this song is for all the homeless people. Because we appreciate them. They make it what it is.
They download us a lot.
Yeah.
They're my biggest stuff.
Don't you worry, darling. I'll try to keep you warm tonight. Please don't keep telling me you're starving. I'll do all I can to put it right. I'm gonna make some kind of living. I'll take the night shift if I must, but I won't stop till I find something. Make you a promise you can trust. I know that we've been losing lately, but I've one last thing that could be sold. I could pawn the watch my father gave me to buy a shelter from the cold. Shine soon. Ooh.
you give a baby? Come on, let those people see your face. You're not the one who should be worried, no. We're not the ones who are disgraced. I'm gonna stick it to the man. I'll do anything I can to keep those fuckers off our money. They won't ever understand what I want for you. What I want for us. So we're gonna live the American dream. Be millionaires by the sea. Not a worry in the world. One day we'll have our little girl. We'll call her Lucy. We'll call her Lucy. Oh, our light will shine soon. Oh, our light will shine.
Greg Holden, thank you so much for being here on the show. GregHoldenOnline.com is where you can find him at. And that's going to wrap it up for another edition of the Enter the Shell show. We are out of here. Later.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.